And all of a sudden, this thing starts getting close to me. Like, within 2 seconds, it morphs into, like, a figure. And as it's dissipating and disappearing, it goes into my ear. And it whispers something to me.
And we are back. Welcome to TFTR Show with Freddie Correa and Lizzie Correa. Oh, no, you say Correa. I'm the one that says Korea.
It's okay, whatever.
Yeah, I like it like the country. Korea.
Korea.
Lizzie Correa. What? This is a fun episode today.
We talk about some scary stuff. Yeah. So don't get too scared, guys.
Yeah.
And so me and Freddie both have stories that we want to share. We also talk a little bit about P. Diddy because he is all over the news. We have a little update. Where did he get his name? P. Diddy, where does the P come from?
Also, did you know there was a lady that got pregnant by doing stuff with her mouth?
Doing some naughty things with her mouth.
And she got pregnant just like that. We're going to get into that and talk about that. And guess what? I think it's official.
What?
We're in a simulation, babe. I brought an argument and I'm sticking to it.
I knew it.
That's it. We're in a simulation. We're in a video game. Let's jump in to this simulation you're about to watch. We here. Yo. We about to do it. Go all the way. All the way. Home run. Yeah, you gonna get pregnant, baby. Tonight, you finna get my semen in your tummy. What?
As long as it doesn't go, you know where.
It's finna go somewhere in a miraculous way. Did you know a woman got pregnant that way a long time ago in Africa? She swallowed a big load in her belly, and then she got pregnant with a baby. It's a true story. You don't believe me?
I can't hear you. Oh, yeah, I can.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. I don't know if I want to hear you.
Did you hear my rap?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
There was, it was, huh? Wow. Did we record that? I hope so. There was this lady in Africa that she apparently gave oral to some dude in a village. And then somehow, miraculously, she was found pregnant.
Okay.
Yeah, she was pregnant. She got pregnant from giving a blowjob and swallowing. This is how it turned out. It turns out weeks prior, I'm doing it off of memory because I might be wrong. Just look it up. If you can, look it up. But weeks prior, she had been stabbed.
Oh my gosh.
So somehow.
That sounds bad.
Yeah, somehow. The esophagus, I don't know, what is it, the tubing, the intestines, somehow it leaked into her ovula, or what do you call it?
Oh my God.
Her ovaries.
Mm-hmm.
And she got pregnant. Yeah.
I found something.
Did you?
It says, okay, so February 3rd, 2010, a strange tale of oral sex, a knife fight, and the most unlikely of pregnancies recently brought to light by the blogosphere has doctors touting the triumphant persistence of sperm. In 1988, a 15-year-old girl living Whoa. In the small southern African nation of Lesotho uh-huh. came to local doctors with all the symptoms of a woman in labor. But the doctors were quickly puzzled because upon examination, she didn't have a vagina.
What?
What?
Wait a minute.
I'm so confused.
I don't remember that part of the story.
Is this the same story you were thinking of?
I hope so. Oh, remember I was trying to say vulva. That's what I meant to say. Vulva.
Inspection of the vulva showed no vagina, only a shallow skin dimple. So doctors delivered a healthy boy via cesarean. The authors wrote in a case report published in the British Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology, I think. Her birth defect is called Mullerian agenesis. I don't want to pronounce the rest. It's a syndrome. It doesn't necessarily surprise doctors, but the pregnancy did. even though the 15-year-old girl could not believe she was pregnant. What the hell? She didn't know she was pregnant? And it looks like by looking at the records, the hospital staff realized the young woman was in the hospital 278 days earlier.
Damn.
With a knife wound to her stomach. The average pregnancy lasts 280 days. After the interviews, they gathered just before she was stabbed in the abdomen. She had practiced fellatio with her new boyfriend and was caught in the act by her former lover. And the fight with the knives ensued. Oh, so that's how the knife fight started and why she was possibly stabbed.
Uh-huh.
Damn, so the lover or who she was caught with stabbed her? Because she was stabbed.
Yeah.
Dang.
Oh, I forgot all this stuff. So that was all the same night?
Yeah, I guess. Then on the bottom it says, the girl arrived at the hospital with an empty stomach and therefore with little stomach acid around. And the doctors found two holes from a stab wound that opened her stomach to the abdominal cavity.
Jesus.
What? The case report said the doctors washed the stomach with salt solution and stitched her up. I am... wow.
Look at this. This is crazy.
This is a crazy story. So she didn't know she was pregnant. And apparently she got pregnant by doing oral sex on this dude.
Yeah.
And they found this stab wound when she apparently gave birth. How freaky you must feel, like, to not even know you're pregnant.
Yeah, for real.
That's a crazy story. I would have, like, lost my mind.
Right?
I'm like, is this a dream? Are you kidding me?
I couldn't believe it either. When I, you know, like, these are the kind of stories I think ever since I was a teenager, I would always sit, like, when you had access to the internet on your phone, my flip phone, I would just sit there and just watch, read these stories. This is one of them that would always, like, it popped out and it stuck with me.
How did it resurface in your mind again?
The freestyle. I said something about shooting semen in your mouth and then you getting pregnant by swallowing. I'm like, wait a minute. Something did happen like that.
That is interesting because I've always wondered if girls wonder they could get pregnant by doing that, because I've thought that I'm like, oh crap, can I? Because I don't want to get pregnant. I want to do everything to not get pregnant. I mean, we've been together going on 19 years. Mm-hmm. We're about to celebrate almost two decades together, which is pretty insane just saying that out loud.
It is.
And we've done a good job with not getting pregnant, so I want to ensure that we keep on that track record. Not getting pregnant. Yeah. So
don't get stabbed in the stomach.
Please don't stab me.
Well.
Well? What do you mean, well?
Don't let me catch you with some, you know, that's what happened. Oh. Well, I'm not going to stab you. I'll stab you with my penis. That's what Joey Diaz says. It's like, give your wife a couple stabbings.
Whoa, for what?
But it's talking about the penis.
Like, oh, okay. Think good, like, stabbings.
Yeah. No, it's talking about the male organ. Type of stab.
Dang. That's a good kind of stab. That kind of stab is no bueno.
It's like prison. Prison, you got two kinds of stabs. It's like either dick or...
That's true. That's the only kind of stabs.
Ramble knife. Yeah. One of my memories I have is of the first time I ever saw like a dude, like in a movie, was American Me.
Okay, this episode is rated R.
Oh, damn, already
parental advisory here. Yeah.
It was American Me, and it was the dude was like, it was a teenage prison, teenage jail, you know, for adolescents, and this dude named Puppet was in one of the bunk beds, and then some dude fucking comes up to him and he's like, hey, it's either my dick or my knife.
Oh my goodness.
And he rapes Puppet. Yeah.
Well, that's going to be P. Diddy's life, maybe.
You think so, man? Well, you think he's going to go to prison?
I think something's going to happen where he goes. He's going to spend some time in jail. Mm. Or go to court,
face the law, face the court system. I'm so eager for him to come out with an interview just to see what he got to say.
He's still posting. Let me show you.
He's still posting?
Mm-hmm. I was surprised. I shared it on my stories. I'm like, I put the little eyeballs, you know?
How risky is it for him to be doing that? Or what kind of message is he trying to say, right?
Like, yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Talk.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Talk the talk. I'm still going to live my life. Is that the message you think he's trying to say?
Yeah, he's plowing through. You know, at the end of the day, if this is all like fake, babe, like if like false accusations, like let's just give the benefit of the doubt that, you know, like you got to kind of look at, observe it like that in a nut, like stand out and just give, play the devil's advocate. Let's say he's just innocent and he's getting attacked, like, you know, not defending him, kind of like the Cosby. Is he really like the only one saying truth and everybody's lying? Could it be?
It could be. I mean, we can't rule that out, right? Like, what proof do we have that that's not the case?
All right. And if he is right, then he's justified. The filter we have right now of him is, man, this, we're already calling him guilty before it's even like, because it's looks shady, right? The settlement
looks shady as hell.
NDAs, like, right? That looks all shady. But let's just say he's innocent and he's just being, it's a witch hunt, right? Then look at this shit. Like, he's still posting his babies, his family, positive messages, you know? It doesn't take away the fact that I don't like Diddy. I think Diddy's an asshole. But I'm just saying, right?
Okay.
So let me play his recent post.
I like how I noticed that he posts his daughter.
Yeah.
Trying to like win the public over likes. With my daughter's cuteness. Like, forget that I did everything. Look how cute my girls are.
Right. But even that, like, okay, so this is 5 days ago. Happy Easter from Baby Love. But he deactivated, I think, everything, babe. I don't think you could. Oh, well, you could see likes, right?
Yeah, but it looks like he deactivated comments.
Comments, exactly. So this is the recent thing he posted, I believe, yesterday.
Oh, the comments are there.
Oh, the comments are here. Oh, look, wow.
Who else rushed to the comments?
Let's see. Let's read some comments, baby.
Diddy versus New World Order. Ooh. Almost broke my ankles rushing to these MF comments.
Probably because they finally turned him on, huh, babe?
Yeah, he probably forgot. And he turned them on.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. I ain't watched the video. I'm literally here for the comments. Oh, look. Somebody said he's brave as hell for turning his comments back on. So he did have them off.
Yeah. Oh, who else waiting on 50's response on this? 50's been going hard on him, Bim.
He always has been, right?
I mean, he had a song with him at one point. He had the... that Millionaire remix he did with Jay-Z and P. Diddy. That was a good song. The one, I get money, money I got. I thought they were cool. And then apparently he started trolling him in the last, I don't know, 15 years.
That's like a long, like an annoying friend that doesn't go away.
Yeah.
50 Cent has been that for him.
50 could troll somebody and he could hold a grudge. Like, the shit that he's done to Ja Rule. Are you aware with his beef with Ja Rule?
I don't know his beef with Ja Rule. And I'm curious why he has such a thing against 50. I mean, against Puffy. P. Diddy. Like, why is he so mad on him?
Well, let me kind of give you a little background on 50. 50 Cent, as talented as he is, and as a smart business mogul that he is, he came up not only by his talent of his flow, of his unique style of rapping, but he came up also while he was battling somebody. Like, he was in a war with this rapper named Ja Rule. Main thing was their cliques were kind of like, they would run up on each other and they would fight, you know, altercations would happen, and eventually I think They just didn't rub each other the right way. You know how sometimes you get these characters in your life?
Yeah, some people, you get them in a room and somehow they rub each other the wrong way.
Yeah. I wonder if reincarnation is real, Ben. I wonder if, like, you and that person had an agreement before you came into this world. And like, hey, in this lifetime, I'm going to be your fucking enemy. I'll make your life a living hell.
There's got to be something, because it's like, why does, in my example, like, there has been, like, my antennas have gone off of certain people where I don't know them to the full extent, but there's something inside of me. And of course, it's something that also they said and done, maybe, that's made my antenna go up.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's cases where people don't even have to say anything. And mm-hmm. it's just by how they've entered a room, they can tell, like, their aura or their presence.
Yeah, maybe it's something that we can't see physically, but you can kind of get a vibe from something, you know?
Yeah, that's like a gift, I think, that people have.
What do you think the purpose of that would be?
For safety, I think, to read people if they're going to do something wrong to you.
No, but the, like, what would be the purpose of, like, if before you came into this world and you're like, hey, in this lifetime I'm gonna be your enemy, I'm gonna make your life a living hell.
Oh, what's the purpose of that?
Yeah, like, let's say 50 and Ja Rule, hey, on this lifetime, that this time period that we're gonna live in, we're gonna be enemies, bro. I'm gonna troll the fuck out of you. I'm gonna buy a bunch of tickets in the two front rows of your next concert, and it's going to be super empty. And you're going to look like a clown because I bought the tickets. That's what 50 did to Ja Rule.
Dang, that's so hard to answer, because I ultimately don't believe that whoever created us would send us here with already that person to, like, go against us already.
Mm.
Like, I don't think the source or God is, like, putting already an enemy against us.
Why not? Because isn't life like school, like lessons, trials, tribulations, right? Like, you grow out of these type of, like, I think, conflicts that you go through with people.
Yeah, I think you grow for sure from problems, mm-hmm. but I don't think that God sends, like, this person's going to be your lifelong headache for the rest of your life. Like, of course, there's problems, people, situations that come up as we grow up in this life.
I see what you're saying. So it's not so much that's God sending it to you. Like, God is overall seeing everything, right? Remember that movie where you reincarnate? It's like the cartoon. Jamie Foxx was the voice.
Oh yeah, I like that movie. The Element, Souls.
Souls. Can you look it up?
Yeah.
Was it Jamie Foxx? That's such a good movie. It was like a reincarnation movie, right? Like, he was a piano jazz player.
Oh, what is called Soul?
Is it Soul?
Yeah.
Just Soul?
Soul.
Wow. Yeah, so then, like, okay, so he dies. He goes into the reincarnation wheel of fortune, whatever. Like, you can go back into the cycle, right, of living. But let's say you meet up with a dude or a chick or like, a spirit friend. Like, in reality, this might trip your mind a little bit, so we're just expanding a little bit, like, our conscious or way of thinking. Just a theory, right? What if part of your soul family, like, some people describe, like, we have a soul family that we come into this lifetime. You come in with this crew of people. They're part of you. And they might be different characters in your lifetime. So God is the one overseeing everything. He gives you full permission to choose whatever. So you and this person have an agreement. So it's not so much God that's sending it to you, but he's giving you hey, in this lifetime, you're gonna go through the veil of forgetfulness. We're going to wipe out your memory. You decide, you're the one choosing to come into this lifetime, to this world. You're going to live this lifetime as my enemy. I think it's like, from what I've been gathering and learning, you know, whether it's Christianity or different religions, like, it all comes down to, like, life is a school, you know, it's like this journey that you're going through, and you need this person to be your enemy so that you could learn something about yourself and grow out of it and grow that immaturity out of you. and you're purifying your soul at the same time. Because let's say you do evil to that person, you're kind of going backwards.
I like to play devil's advocate with you.
I like this. Yeah.
But it's like, do you need for that person to be the enemy? Or is it just like, these are what we're dealt with when we're entering the game, and that it's about learning how to deal with them? It's like, in an ideal, perfect world, you wouldn't need an enemy.
Right.
You wouldn't have to deal with someone that's like has that character, has that kind of heart. Because ideally, don't you want everybody to be happy? Because someone who is an enemy and is creating unhappiness in your life and is saying things to you, you would think they're not a happy person and they're not godlike. They're not spreading love.
I see.
So I when you say that's needed, I don't like that word, maybe, but maybe it's part of our reality in this game, whatever simulation. It's just part of our
My juices nature. Are flowing, baby.
So I think it is a part of how do we deal with them? How do we grow with them? Because they are going to be part of our life. God even said in a scripture that this life is guaranteed problems. Something like that. Don't quote me like what exactly it says, but basically in an, like summarizing it at some point. And there's all these quotes too that talk about in this life, there's going to be ups and downs.
Yep.
And it's how do we respond to it? Well, how do we react to it?
Exactly. So the ups and downs. So you're saying like, why would it be needed, right?
Right.
Well, how do you know what up is without knowing what down is? It would always be up. How do you know, like, what peace is if there's no conflict?
Yes, but why do we have to learn through that? Through...
Because gold has to go through fire to be purified.
I understand that, but then,
my like, friend, thou shalt repent!
That's not fair on those people that whoever is up there is choosing then to be you. The bad person.
No, no, we're playing this game that it was you that chose this stuff, babe. We're playing this allegory game.
I did choose to come here, but it's not fair then whoever is chosen to be the player of the bad, like the villain, let's just say. Because no,
why wouldn't it be fair? But you were in agreement, though. You both agreed to it. So
He agreed to be the villain?
Think of it. Yes.
He went into the game to say, hey, I want to play the character of the villain.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, in that case, I don't feel guilty.
So think about this. We're playing a video game. We're going to play Mario Kart. We're going to battle each other.
Yeah.
You're choosing a character. I'm choosing a character. We're friends. But we made an agreement to jump into this video game, this simulation, and beat the shit out of each other with turtle shells.
I get it now. And where, if you're agreeing to it, to be this unhappy person, because that's what I'm thinking, it's not fair if they didn't agree to it, to be in this simulation and be unhappy and have everything against you and, you know, have this happen to you, you know, like, let's just say, God forbid, you know, like, you know, we all have to go through death, which is to say like an unfair, unearthly death happened to you. You know, you didn't get to experience your life. It was cut short. Like all of that, like I don't feel like, damn, did you sign up for to be an unhappy? Okay, then the other thing you can't control, but to be like a bitter, unhappy, like you're just spreading evilness to people. Like you signed up for that? Okay, if you did, then I don't feel guilty for you, homie.
It's a really hard thing to understand because when you think about like, okay, well, what about the people that live these crazy lives of pain?
Like physical pain or mental pain?
Physical. Oh, baby, can you move that cord? Right, that one, just throw it down. My bad. Thank you. No, like physical and like hunger. Look at the people that are born in places where they don't have the stuff that we have, right? Mm-hmm. They still have the same brain we're born with, right? But in this game, this allegory I'm giving you is what if that soul said, in this lifetime, I'm going to live that because I need to purify something in me and it's a school I'm going to go through. In the next lifetime, I'm going to keep moving into a different, you know, like we've, like in this, I don't even know if I'm using the correct word. Can you look up the definition of allegory?
There we go. Yeah. A story, poem, a picture that can be interpreted to be. A story, poem, or picture that can be interpreted to reveal a hidden meaning, typically a moral or a political one.
Mm. Okay, well, I guess so, in a way. What I'm trying to say is that in this example I'm giving, those people that are born in starvation and all that, they jumped into that video game, into this world, into this video game, this timeline. They decide to come into that. And we probably been in that situation before. Countless of times. But we don't know that. Because that memory was wiped out. Say you're playing Grand Theft Auto. And I decided to jump in and play. You know, a little bit of like, should I do a mission today? Or today I'm just going to get destructive. Or I'm just going to, you know, I'm online. And I'm playing with a bunch of people online from all over the world. And all of a sudden, some asshole that jumped to this video game, some psychopath comes and just runs me over with a tank. I'm like, what the fuck? But regardless, was that unfair what just happened to me? It's probably shitty. It's shitty, right?
Yeah, that's not cool.
It's not cool. It fucking sucks. And just when you kind of lift up and separate yourself from feelings and this is not right and that, somehow, we all decided to come in here the way we did. Male, female, we chose, this is the character. I'm like, when you're playing the video game, Grand Theft Auto, what are you going to do? Get pissed off that you got... No, you made the choice to play the video game. You get mad and go over there and reset it. You know, like, remember when we were kids, I used to get up and reset it, or like, someone would always get mad. Fuck you, you beat me.
Oh, yeah, that was me.
Yeah.
Many times.
Yeah. I remember I used to reset it when I wanted to keep a perfect score. And if I died once, I'm like, oh, man, reset before you save it. Mm-hmm. So I could keep this perfect score.
That reminds me of a little bit of that story of that what I wanted to share of what I saw when I was little, I was in my room.
Mm-hmm.
Because then what the heck are those things? I mean, we see things in our lifetime unexplained.
Yeah.
And if we did choose to come here, and like, what are those things that chose to come here too, of the unexplained? So I saw something unexplained.
Yeah.
And
you never shared this before.
I've never shared this before.
Yeah.
And I'm not crazy.
No. You told me in passing, in conversation, when we've shared stories and stuff, because I've never seen anything like supernatural, nothing crazy. But you've shared, you know, this kind of thing. And,
yeah.
And it was super interesting. I'm like, oh, maybe we should talk about this.
Yeah, I definitely want to share some stories of what I've experienced, mm-hmm. like growing up in church.
Yeah. Because
there's another story that comes to mind too, of this presence that was coming out of this woman, right?
Okay, and so give us a scenario. What's going on? Where are you?
Well, I'm not going to give that full story, but that's coming soon.
Oh, okay.
I told you that was a story that I'm going to share
My bad.
I said there's many stories I want to share.
This is a different one?
Church stories of what I've experienced.
Baby, this is crazy. I don't think I've heard this before.
I mean, if you want me to share let me pull up a chair and get some popcorn.
Give it to me.
You want all stories?
Sorry, friend. Yeah, give me whatever you got.
Okay, well, let me talk about first the story of when I was, when I saw that, you know, the question mark thing that I saw. Because a lot of people can say, well, you're probably dreaming, or, you know, you were a little girl, you didn't know what really you saw. And I think people are always going to give you reasons and excuses when you see something supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
Always, no matter how old you are.
Yeah.
A lot of people, look who are coming out now, or who took some steps and courage and said some things that they saw. They go after their career. They go after their mental, you know, status. They attack them. They try to bring them down.
Yeah.
And so I'm just letting y'all know that I don't care what y'all think.
Is this a PSA?
No, I do care what y'all think, of course. But
you're not afraid of the judgment, like the backlash, you know, like we used to always fear of like certain things we couldn't talk about because we would fear that we might be like either excommunicated or like it didn't fit in our narrative of our dogma.
You know? Yeah, for sure. And now that we've been talking more about the paranormal, spiritual aspect of things.
Yeah.
It just falls in naturally.
Mm-hmm. Holy smokes, I had to pee pee. So you're in your room, you're small.
You're in your room, you're small.
So you're in your room, you're small. So you're in your room and you're small.
I get it. You're little baby Lizzie.
You're little baby and you're small inside of your room.
It is dark though.
It is dark?
Everyone's asleep.
How old were you?
Good question. I was probably in middle school age.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. What age is that?
11, 12? 13? Yeah,
definitely less than 13.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone is asleep. Everyone should be asleep.
Is your house in Reno?
House in Reno, Nevada. My door is fully open. And
do you always sleep with your door open?
For the most part, yeah.
With the little light coming from the hallway?
Yes. Right. As you know now, I still like to sleep with some sort of light. Like, I hate to sleep, like, fully dark.
You got the blue hallway light.
Yeah.
It's nice.
I need to have some sort of...
It's like you're in a spaceship. All right, so your door's open.
Door's open, and all of a sudden, I see this figure standing outside of my door.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I'm freaking the F out because it's creepy as hell. For one, if it's my dad, it would be a figure that would be like first announced with a voice, you know, hi, mija, or
mm-hmm.
and it would come to hug me. But this one was just like staring, just like staring, not moving
at the like right in the doorway,
right at the doorway. And I couldn't see like. How it looked like the face was like fully dark and like blacked out.
Yeah.
It was covered by like a hood or like a, if I could describe it like the movie from Scary Movie, that mm-hmm. scary character that kills yeah. everybody.
The hoodie, the robe, the gown, robe, whatever.
Yeah. Minus the face.
Mm-hmm. Can you see a face?
No, it's like fully blacked fully out. Yeah, I can't make out a face. I don't know if it's a male. I don't know if it's a female. I mean, but I guess the stockiness or the shape, I would say it was a male.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good thing to say. By looking at the shape of it, I couldn't say it was like a female.
Was it like covering the whole doorway? Can you tell if it was giant? Like a
yeah,
tall?
It was tall. It was covering the whole door.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
So it was like six... Almost 7 feet?
Yeah.
Damn.
And I wasn't dreaming because I wasn't awoken to this. I was awake and I was going to sleep. I was barely going to sleep. You know, I had just got into bed.
Oh, is it the part where you're about to fall asleep? Like,
no, from my memory, I was awake.
Okay.
So I see this thing and of course, I'm a scared little girl. I'm mm-hmm. screaming. I'm trying to scream.
Oh, wow.
I'm trying to scream, but what's...
Audibly, you can't?
But what's scary is, as I'm trying to scream, I'm noticing that nothing is coming out, like, audibly out of my voice. Like, yeah. No one can hear me. Like, it's like if, like, someone shut the vocal cords yeah. off or someone turned down the volume in my voice so that nobody could hear me screaming, which just freaked me out even more. I'm like, oh my God, my mom and my dad can't hear me
mm-hmm.
call for help. So I'm screaming, and because I was very religious back then and was going to church, I was taught that if you ever saw something like that, you say something in particular, and it's something about, you know, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, or I'm mm-hmm. covered and you know, in the Holy Spirit, something yeah. like that. So I was repeating that as nothing was coming out. And all of a sudden, this thing starts getting close to me slowly. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm freaking out more.
So it's getting bigger too, because obviously it's getting closer.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the court. Oh, and I can't move either. Like I'm stuck to my bed.
My apologies. What color was the cloth?
It was all in black.
All black. Okay.
Yeah. All
okay.
black.
So it's getting closer.
Yeah. So it's getting closer, and as it gets closer, all of a sudden it turns or morphs into like a spirit, like a ghost almost.
Like white, like a white cloud or something?
No. Yeah, he was black, so it was like a black cloud.
Like a black, like a, it vanished?
Yeah.
Like evaporated type of thing?
Into like a black cloud, you like would say. Like a black
cloud, and then it dissipated so you could see through it again?
No, it was just like a black cloud.
Okay. And it remained.
Yeah, but this was fast, within like seconds. That's uh-huh. doing it. It doesn't linger over like a cloud.
Oh, it doesn't linger. So it goes into like a cloud and then whoosh,
like and within it's gone. 2 seconds, and it's gone. Morphs into like a figure. And as it's dissipating and disappearing, it goes into my ear and it whispers something to me.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
I don't know what it says because I don't understand the language, but it says something to me. And then as it says something to me, it disappears. I don't see it anymore.
I don't remember this part of the story. That scared the hell out of me.
Yeah, I told you this.
I don't remember that part.
Yes.
I didn't know that part of the story. So do you remember what it told you in the ear?
No, because I don't understand the language it said.
Oh, you heard a language. You heard like a dialect?
Yeah. I heard something.
Like syllables?
I heard a language that I didn't understand.
Was it whispering?
Yeah, it wasn't yelling at me.
Was it raspy?
It was the kind of way you just did. No, not raspy. No, not like that.
Stuttered my Joey Diaz.
Definitely not raspy.
Was it?
Yeah, kind of like that.
Male, female?
A male.
Yeah.
Like it was a deep voice.
Well, if it was a time traveler or something.
It was freaky as hell. I never had an experience like that again. Thank God.
Yeah.
But you wonder, like, what the hell was that, right?
Mm-hmm.
A demon, a spirit, a UFO trying to freak me out.
A UFO or like an alien from a UFO.
Right. So that's kind of creepy. Like, I thank God that like, I've never experienced that again. Like, I do have scary dreams since after that. But not lately, thank God. Like I always go to sleep praying that I don't pray anything or dream anything scary.
How'd you feel, babe? Like in that moment when you saw it, did you fear or did you feel peace? What were you feeling?
No, definitely it was not like a nice presence that I wanted around.
It wasn't something that felt good then?
It didn't feel good.
Mm.
It felt like unwanted energy.
Unwanted. Like, whoa, okay.
Yeah, like, it wasn't loving, it didn't make me feel like, oh, I want that to come back again. It was very scary in how it approached me. If it knew me, that's not the way to get my attention. Or it is a way to get my attention, but it's not a way for me to want to have you back and welcome you again.
Yeah, don't be coming up in my personal space,
because it was traumatizing for me. Like, it made me, like, say, I don't want that to happen again. Like, how can I avoid that?
Maybe it was a way for, like... Okay, like in the video game, you learn, you strategize that if you enforce your faith, you know, in your God, and you have your faith in that, your mind can, your mind, your desire for that is going to overcome that. Did you pray or did it do it on its own to go away?
I was praying.
You were praying?
No one could hear what I was saying. But internally, I was believing in my faith. I was hoping and praying that everything that I was taught and believed was going to cause for this spirit to go away. Mm-hmm. And eventually, maybe it did work because it did go away.
Yeah.
But like, if you ask me, what was the point of it all? Right. Yeah. And if this is a simulation, if God is trying to tell me something through a dream, still to this day, I like don't know like what the hell that was all about.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if it's like something that happens, like a lesson, like me, my night terrors, they didn't go away until I started praying. I was just sharing this with my sister when I was visiting in Reno. I had night terrors when I was, I think, 2 to 4 years old, maybe. And they were bad, babe. I would wake up yelling like I was in hell. That's what, how my sister Carmen was describing it to me, that I was yelling like I was in torture. And I remember my brother-in-law, David, my sister, Gloria, they prayed for me, but I still had the night terrors. But I, you know, I came out of it. I remember that night when I woke up. I remember the dream. I was like walking on this cable trying to balance myself. And I remember falling and I landed on my nuts.
Owie.
Yeah. And I remember waking up, and then it was just like, I can't describe what was around me, but it was like unwanted energy as well, man. It was like this fear that I don't want to be here. And it was like, what the hell is going on? I was freaking out. And even though I was already awake, like maybe not awake mentally, but like my body was moving up, standing up, yelling death screams. It was like I was still in that trance. So my brother-in-law, David, they all prayed for me. It wasn't until I started praying for my own self when I was conscious enough to, I'm not going to have bad nightmares tonight. I'm not going to. And then it was like subconsciously telling my brain, I'm not going to do this. In the name of Jesus, you know, praying to God. And God like took that away, because I used to suffer from that, babe. It never happened again later on. I've had nightmares, like bad dreams, but these were night terrors. I don't know if there's got to be a difference, right?
That's a good question, but I mean, I think the feeling that you get from both, I bet you, is very similar.
Yeah. Let's see. Let me look that up real quick. Night terrors. Okay, so look at this, but it says, what are night terrors? Night terrors are a sleep disorder in which a person quickly awakens from a sleep terrified state. The cause is unknown, but night terrors are often triggered by fever, lack of sleep, periods, emotional tension, stress, conflict. So logically speaking, like, let's say we take out the woo-woo, the, you know, spiritual whatever, still some subconsciously you gotta tell yourself, you know, it comes down to your brain, I'm not gonna do this, and it's not gonna activate that part of your brain in the computer in there that's gonna activate that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so you're thinking it's like something that I created in my mind, maybe, that was activated in my head.
Yeah.
Because it could be, possibly, that's what happened.
Baby. Wow. Yeah. You hit it. You hit the nail on the head of anxiety, panic attacks, all that. We're doing it ourselves. We're creating that ourselves.
That's true, but let's say you see an alien, recently, these people have been seeing stuff, and
yeah,
who knows if what I saw is possibly an alien. How do you know at that point is it what I make it up in my mind, or is that actually a situation that I have to pay attention to?
Logically, it's like if we're taking out the woo-woo, somebody will say you're probably in mid-stage of falling asleep. Right before REM sleep, where you feel like you're awake. Mm-hmm. That happens a lot. Some people wake up in their sleep, lucid dreaming.
Yeah,
and you're, true. You know, Freddy Krueger. I mean, those were my nightmares, like waking up in your sleep and all that. You know, I used to watch those kind of, I think a lot of that traumatized me mentally, psychologically.
Freddy Krueger.
The Exorcist. It's
so scary. The fact that he would come to you in dreams, right?
That's the
story?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a nightmare, babe. I was telling my sister Carmen. I remember it vividly with her. The boyfriend, she was a teenager, and we're in Lake Tahoe, and they're watching The Exorcist, and I was necio. I just wanted hard-headed. I just wanted to watch it with them, and I wanted to be, you know, I was kind of jealous that, you know, this, my sister has a boyfriend, I'm trying to watch her, and I was a little kid, 4 years old, 5 years old. We're watching The Exorcist. I fall asleep. I wake up screaming, baby, like The Exorcist. Oh my God, I remember, I don't want to say his name, but he picked me up. He was so loving to me always. He picked me up, puts me on top of the sink, my sister, and I was yelling that my teeth have fallen out. I'm like, no tengo dientes. I didn't speak English yet. No tengo dientes. And then they were like, no, mira. I remember they held my, I was like, they held my hand, my head with both hands, and made myself stare myself in a mirror, and it made me react. Oh shit. Oh, si tengo dientes. It's a scene, mijo. You know, my sister Carmen was like, you know, loving me and comforting me. Está todo bien, todo va a estar bien, okay? and these kind of things, like these were the kind of things that were uprising in my own head. Now, what happened with you? Like I said, some people could say you could have been sleeping, and if you weren't, right? I believe you weren't. I think you learning how to defend yourself through prayer, you know, by vocalizing, calling out to a higher power, the higher power, it trained also yourself, your brain, to like always reach out. Mm. We can't do it on our own.
Dang. Yeah, that's true.
Like a lesson.
I was reaching out to God, like the only thing that I knew at that moment as a young girl, to like...
At that moment, you pleaded for your creator.
Yeah, I'm like, show up. I need you right now.
Look at Jesus going in the desert, in the wilderness. Something showed up. A president was not wanted and tempted him. He went through this trial and tribulation, right? And it was to purify again. So I don't know what kind of, like, I mean, when you look at the history of the stuff, the shit that the people went through, the Middle Ages, all the saints that they have, I don't discount them anymore. Like, I used to think that, oh, man, it's just made up stuff. No, they were going through some crazy witch. They used to call them witches and all because they had these weird apparitions. Like, things would appear to them, babe. Some people would levitate, supposedly, allegedly. These are all documented in the Vatican files and all that stuff. And a lot of that shit is probably not what everybody was thinking, you know? What people call spirits, there's different... Everybody kind of saying the same thing with different words. Spirits, frequencies, wavelengths, God, creator, programmer, the universe. We're all saying the same thing. Prayer, seance. If someone's making a prayer to God, you're literally saying a seance. With your words, you're casting a spell. It sounds horrible because those are not the... It's just the wrong words. But it's the same thing. Same meaning, same message.
Yeah, interesting to think that people back then probably saw something too, but they were labeled as witches just because of the honesty that they took to actually say what they saw. The movie that we just saw with Christopher Walken.
Hey, I'm Christopher Walken.
Such a great movie, by the way. It came out in 1989. It's called The Communion. Yeah. And he is such a great actor. Just depicting how you feel if you see something that you can't explain and you feel like you're going crazy. That's how maybe I didn't share that story, right? Because how people are going to see me if I talk about it in the spiritual world with my people who I grew up with in church, they're not going to see me crazy because they're like, oh, you know, it was a devil or, you know, it was a demonio.
Yeah, yeah.
But if I talk about it with people who are not spiritual or who don't understand or have not experienced anything like that, they're going to think, girl, you going nuts or you were just having a bad dream. Some people would say too.
It was bad energy though. Overall, you said it was unwanted.
Overall, but I like what you talked about on going back to, you know, the movie also with Christopher Walken, like finding meaning of things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Not to give the ending away, but overall...
Oh, like, it's spoiler alert. It's all good. You can say whatever.
But overall, he...
Communion. People have seen it.
He saw something unexplainable, right? Yeah. But at the end, he took the positive out of the experience.
Yeah.
He did something with it.
That was unwanted too, huh?
Yeah, that wasn't what... Ooh. He didn't welcome what he saw. He didn't welcome the experience, but he experienced it. And so he wrote a book of it. You know, his wife and him did something great with what, you know, they built a community with other people who also experienced something describing similar. The same
exact things that, right? Like, which aliens did you see? which creatures or beings did you see? They had different descriptions, right?
Yeah. So it's awesome that they shared their story, although it was really hard for them, and they received a lot of scrutiny as well.
Yeah, they did.
People thought that they were crazy, went after them, but they remained strong together, which is nice because a lot of people don't have someone to lean on to go through. And in the movie, it shows that it was hard in their relationship.
Yeah.
That at first she didn't really...
He was experiencing it. and the son, but she wasn't.
Right. And until they went through therapy, mm-hmm. and the therapist suggested hypnosis.
Yeah.
That he really was able to remember things that he experienced. Mm-hmm. And also, it helped her because she realized through hypnosis herself that she kind of saw through his eyes what was going on, even though she didn't experience it, but she had to be hypnotized to do that, which is very interesting. Hypnosis.
Yeah.
Therapy.
I would like to look more into that because there's a lot of bogus stuff too.
Oh, hi, cutie.
Hey, little cutie. Like, there's a lot of hypnosis where they implant they suggest certain things that kind of like swayed your memory too. So I want to look into that more, but that's very interesting too, because, you know, if all these people are having the same memories and stuff like that, then the wife. We should try that. We should probably get hypnotized. See if we have missing time. I mean, that stuff we saw in Reno, I keep bringing it up. Why did these things happen? Like, the thing that you saw in the doorway, was it for us to bring it up one day in the podcast and revisit it? I think so, maybe. There's a reason for everything, right?
There's a reason for everything. It always comes back, and then you then link everything together or puzzle it together. You're like, oh, this happened 5 years ago for then this thing 20 years ago.
Yeah.
To come together.
Yeah.
So
I think
interesting.
I think Diddy decided to come into this world, babe, into the simulation. I think he decided to come in and be like a villain and say, you know, he probably challenged himself, am I going to be able to overcome this or whatever? You know what? I'm going to overcome it with one thing. The one thing that could change the world, baby. Love. Bad boy for life.
He is a bad boy for life. Can you imagine? Wow, that title.
Diddy, you've been a very bad boy.
You've been a very, very, very bad boy.
Yeah. Speaking of using words for different meanings, I mean, who would have thought? Diddy? He went with the word Diddy? Diddled? Like, he diddled people? And like.
Yeah, so
the irony, right?
P. Diddy, we always say on our titles when we refer to him or when we vocalize him, I refer to him as P. Diddy. Mm-hmm. But I don't understand, like, okay, so P means puff, but puff, what does that come from? Did he smoke or what?
Yeah,
puff, pass.
That's true, huh?
Like, and the Diddy part, where did that
okay, come from? Okay, so. The very first nickname I ever heard of him, like the way I know of him, is Sean Puffy Combs.
Okay.
Sean Puff Combs. Not Puff, Puffy. Yeah, Sean Puffy Combs. That was the very first time I ever heard of Puff Daddy. So after Puff Daddy Combs, he evolved to Puff Daddy. Puff Daddy was like, damn, that's a cool name. Damn, this guy's, he be puffing. After that, he went to P. Diddy. I think now it's Diddy.
Diddy, yeah.
Now it's, yeah. So P. Diddle. P. Diddy. Yeah, it's just been evolving.
Let's see. I asked Google and it says, Combs' first stage moniker known by the world as Puff Daddy.
Mm.
Though some may think the name comes from his penchant or comes from smoking cannabis or cigars, the love term originated from when he was a kid. He earned the name Puff early on as a kid because he says he would huff and puff when he was angry.
Wow. I'm so glad you read that.
So it came from his anger. Emotions.
Yeah, this guy needs to go through anger, man. I got the anger too, man. I think anxiety, Puffy, reach out, bro. I got you, bro. Let's support each other, bro. Nah, he look how mad he got when he dressed up like the Joker.
Yeah.
Anger issues.
I've always told you that I don't like how he talks to people.
Mm-hmm. Very demeaning.
Mm-hmm. There is a way to always speak to people, no matter if you're in leadership, no matter what position you hold with people.
Yeah.
There's always a way to say things and a way to not say things. Yeah. And I always hate like how he's talked to women or just anybody. I've always, it's left me like ill, like definitely I've always said don't ever do that.
All right, so let's wrap this up with this new promo. He posted this less than 24 hours ago.
What nerve to do a promo right like when everything's going on.
Yeah, it's like a party with doesn't it look like a sex party? That looks, dude,
That's exactly what you're getting, like, maybe accused for.
Yeah, this Hollywood sex party is like orgies and shit. This is like some dude dressed like a gimp. The year is 3002. He just time traveled. Okay. He got frozen.
He wishes it was 3002.
He got canceled in this era. So right now he needs to like needs to reset like the video game, babe.
Yeah.
So he has a lot of money. He just froze himself. He just woke up in the future. Or it's another timeline. He's like, oh man, I need to get to that orgy.
Get out. He needs to get out of the situation.
He's like, I'm going to wear my vest. I'm going to show up with my dick out. Hey.
Oh, what's his name?
Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
Yo, that's cool. What's up, Danny DeVito? I see you.
Danny DeVito, no.
This guy has looked the same since I was a kid, babe. Danny DeVito, since he was a penguin.
He has good genes.
Mm-hmm. I love Danny DeVito. What a great guy.
Yeah, he wishes he was blowing up all his problems like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
It's not that easy.
Oh, most wanted.
Oh, he is most wanted.
He's still writing on Biggie. Sounds good, though. I like it.
It's tight.
Oh, like Dennis Hopper. Isn't he dead? Anyway, well, I don't know if it's an old video. It's probably an old video, babe.
Very ballsy of him to... Dude. He's promoting that right now.
Yeah, he's just posting. Like, okay, dude.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what comes of him. There is more details to come.
I'll tell you what. As long as no one got pregnant from giving him a blowjay.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this is... that's hilarious. I'm going to jump into this simulation... And I'm going to be known for the person that got pregnant for a blowjay.
To each their own.
To each their own. So shout out to that lady. Hopefully she's alive. The kid's alive. Everybody's good. All right, baby. What'd you think? It was fun?
Yes. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. As always, we appreciate your support. Thank you so much.
Subscribe.
Hit subscribe. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for everyone who always leaves a comment. Crazy Mike is out in the streets. We see you.
Grumzilla, sharing it on Facebook, tagging us. Yes,
Grumzilla, thank you so much. And we also have been getting comments on our shorts. Mm. There's actually, I'm not remembering this person's name, but they gave us a shout out on our short that helped us even improve the link that we were leaving to ensure that they were seeing our episode.
Let's look it up.
Let's see.
That's important. I think that was very nice. It was the one about Lee Syatt. It was to find the episode, to start the episode from the beginning, right?
Yes.
Because we've been leaving a pinned comment with our link for the full episode on our shorts. So then it will invite people to come up. And so if you guys share the link too, share our shorts with friends. If you think something's funny or something's ridiculous you don't agree with, whatever it is, share it.
Yes, thank you so much. So on the last episode with Lee, this person is at C4CH.
Mm-hmm. Shout out.
He gave us a really great comment. Mm-hmm. And let us know that our link was not the right link to leave. So thank you so much for leaving that, because we did catch that and it helped us to improve so that people see more of our episodes when we market it through our shorts.
Yeah, so thanks for the comments. And the person that said I have a big nose, who the hell is this guy and what's she doing with him? Screw you.
Who said that?
No, people be talking smack though. Sometimes I get in there and respond, you know.
They're going to be talking smack.
Ooh. See me in the streets, boy. Yeah. Chose you in the simulation.
Say that. Be nice in the streets, okay?
I'm just kidding. No one's like nice it. Everybody's showing love, but it's just funny, the things.
Yeah.
If you go to my skateboarding, the video that went viral, the mean comments, this fatso breaking his skateboard.
Oh, my gosh.
It's on this channel. Look it up, guys. It has over a million views.
Yes, anyway, guys. Well, let them know where they can watch another video, my love. Wait, hold on. Tell them where they can watch another video.
Okay, you guys could watch another video right here by this alien or this alien.
Bye. Thank you. Leave us comments. As always, leave a little alien.